I'm visiting with Aaron Hutchinson. And Aaron, we're going to talk about iCropTrack. That is a mobile farm management app you can get for your iOS platform device. For people who are not familiar with what that does for them, tell us a bit about this this app that you've got.
So iCropTrack is a mobile data, field data, and farm management application. The purpose is to be a customizable tool that will fit your agronomic practices and your crops. It allows you to collect data and have your data always available with you. So no matter if you're down at the ag retailer, down at the corner, wanting to show off your highest values, all that data is always there. What we've done with the new release of our software is we watched our users out in the field. We did a lot of video taking, a lot of ride-alongs, and we found out that there was a lot of taps. A lot of applications, including our own, required you to, tap three, four, or five times to get something done. And so the engineers went in the back room and came out with a way to create rapid observations and action items. Think of those like to-do lists. I found rocks. I found the fence got a hole, or my tile line is busted and flooding the field. So with one tap or one drag, now you can actually do what, traditionally in our tools and others is taking you three, four taps on the iPad. And, every one of those taps is dollars. So we think that's going to make it a lot faster for the agronomists and the farmer out in the field to document what's going on in his field.
A couple of other things that you've got in there that I thought were interesting is a way to do this depending on, and it doesn't really matter what speed you might be going in the field, right?
Yeah, so one of the things is when we were setting up this system, we actually designed it so that if you were driving around marking the farms and the fields that are around your field, or if you were driving at full speed, in your combine, in the field, we tried to make it as fast and as simple so that you didn't have to pull over and stop to do this. Mm-hmm. We actually have an aviation group who's documenting, where corn and soybeans are in 2014 from an airplane using our application. So it is that fast.
Wow. So there are some other new features in the release that's just come out.
So, yes, we have some additional features that are really about augmenting the map. When you start dragging and dropping and doing these action items, you really want to know where they are, so there's some icons. But what we found out as well was, if you're not a guy who's visiting that field a lot, you don't know where the gate is, or you don't know, which field is specifically. And so we added some things like map annotations, a way for you to look at work orders at a glance. So I can tell you by looking at a farm, how many tasks are available for each field and which fields have things I'd still need to do. No poking around. I can just look at the map and do that. The other one is we worked really hard to, from feedback last year, about telling you what's really going on in a field. So with one tap, I can tell you the last 10 or 15 things that have happened in a field in chronological order. And that helps you, know what's going on and what's next associated with that field. And again, you haven't left the map. You're not digging around inside of the tool. It's meant to make it a lot easier for the farmer.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for those budding artists out there, you now can also essentially draw on your map.
So we added a field sketching capability, and the idea being that sometimes a picture or sometimes a polygon is not enough, and what you want to be able to do is draw out the new road, or draw, line out the trees you want to take out, or just where you want the new tile line to go. And so we tried to make that simple. And again, you just pop out your finger and start using it. It's pretty easy.
And, we've got to mention it here because I do think it's interesting that the John Deere with their MyJohnDeere.com platform has allowed now for more integration from companies like yours, and I understand you're building some of that into that, starting with the new release here.
We are. So one of the things that we've determined is, and I think everybody knows, it's big data. There's multiple gigabytes of planting and as applied and harvest data inside of a MyJohnDeere.com account for every one of the fields. So So our first release is actually an ability for you to choose, you know, do I only want to bring down one spray or one harvest file, to be able to colorize it on the iPad and create a legend with it so that I can put it behind my soil sampling or my scouting tasks for, you know, next season. That's the first release, and you should see some more of my John Deere capabilities coming to our tool here in 2014.
Mm-hmm. So let's point people to where they need to go if they want more information. It's pretty simple, and I'll let you direct them to the website.
So the website is iCropTrack, so iCropTrack.com.
All right. Well, this is a new release that is now out so that folks who have your app, I guess they can update that. And I'm just guessing that you're already working on ways to add new features and new updates that will come out in the future.
We release software every 30 days in the wintertime and about every 60 days or so in during the season so that we don't overwhelm the customer. And yes, we're working on 4.2 already.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Aaron. We will direct people there to iCropTrack.com. Mention that one more time. And look for new releases as they come out in the future. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.